This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name is Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. Welcome back to RÚV English Radio, someone to whom we spoke about the services that she offers here in Iceland probably about 18 months ago, maybe longer. Time is passing so quickly. Catherine Gunnarsson. Hello, Catherine, once again.
Hi, Darren. Thanks so much for talking to me again. It's so nice to be back.
I think it's easily 2 years since we spoke. Time is going so quick.
Yes, I think so.
Now, just remind us of what you do. I said there that you are of tremendous assistance and use to anyone who is working or seeking to work in Iceland and coming from an immigrant background. Your name is not unfamiliar to a great number of people. So just remind us about the service that you currently provide before we talk about your new
initiative. Absolutely. So I'm the founder of Gecko, which actually just turned 5 years old. And the focus there is on tech and innovation talent. So we help our clients find the right, talent within the tech or innovation space. But we also do a lot of educational workshops and also kind of HR as a service for the startups. And so if there's a smaller company that doesn't need a full-time HR person, of course, I come with a lot of international human resources experience. So I can step in on a project basis and help them get set up so that then they're, ready to hire and grow.
And I suppose the new service, which is called YouGrow, expands that idea. This is about helping the service industry. It's about making job opportunities available for more workers. And you've set this up with the V's, haven't you?
I have.
Tell us about
Valentina
them.
And Veronica. Absolutely. Yes. So, this idea came from, all three of us are immigrant women. Valentina's been here, probably 20 years. I've been here 9 years. Veronica's been here 3 years. So we've got this kind of vast array of time that we've been in Iceland and obviously seen a lot of changes in the time that we've been here. But also there is always this underlying, kind of story that we see from immigrants coming here and wanting to work, or just, people wanting to work in various different sectors. And the same stories around, applying for jobs, not hearing anything back, just really wanting to come here and work and just, have a good experience. So we saw a kind of gap in the market, really, to open up an agency that looks after and services the service industry. So, there isn't really a go-to agency in Iceland where, there are readily available jobs and the clients can come to us with a readily available pre-screened database. So, we're obviously in that process. We're still only a couple of months old. So we're in that process now of just pre-screening a lot of people who are interested, who are, either already in Iceland or thinking about coming to Iceland for some seasonal work or something like that. So then our clients, instead of maybe posting an advert out there and trying to just, go through, lots and lots of different applications, they can come to us and say, oh, who do you have who's readily available, who could be suitable for this job? Then we can provide them with the talent. So it's just kind of being a mediator in sourcing for the right roles.
Sure. And I suppose this will focus largely on people who can come to Iceland and just look for
Absolutely.
work, which I guess is going to be those within the EU and the EEA and
Definitely.
The freedom of movement. You're British. I'm British originally. I know that I have the immense privilege of also having Icelandic citizenship. I'm not sure whether you do.
Same.
You do as well. But for those coming from the UK without that privilege, and for those who are coming, obviously, since Brexit has happened, that is going to be more challenging, isn't it?
Definitely. Yeah, absolutely. Because you have to now go through the whole work permit situation. Again, depending on your experience. But, if you're coming to work in the service industry, it would probably be a little bit more difficult. But if it's a more technical, background that you have, then that's an easier route in. So again, it just depends on the experience that you're going to bring to Iceland and of course, where you're coming from.
Sure. Now, this Saturday, there's a workshop taking place, Mastering the Icelandic Job Market, Strategy, Skills and Insights to Navigate Your Career Path, which will bring together some of what we've spoken about. I guess you'll touch on these issues and others. It happens on Saturday. It's a six-hour course. So quite intensive, I guess.
It is. It's going to be super interactive. And, myself, Valentina and Veronica will all be there facilitating various different sections. We all bring different expertise to the table. And it's going to be very interactive where, we'll have a look at, we'll, we'll educate on how it is in the Icelandic market. What kind, you know, how do we actually search for jobs? You know, how do we network? All of these different things, but also have a look, you know, more deeply into like what's it like to build a personal brand here? How do we build a reputation? How do we showcase the skills that we have? How do we write a good CV? You know, look at LinkedIn and all of those other kind of skills that we need to really be able to just showcase our skills in the small community, because, you know, typically Iceland, you know, is you find jobs through networking. This is just typically how it's been. And in order to be a part of that pool, you've kind of got to know how to showcase your skills and get in front of the right people and be able to tell your story and build this personal brand. So it's very much, you know, yeah, it's a 6-hour session, lunch is included. It's going to be super fun, some networking opportunities and just a chance to, you know, be in a room with like-minded people who are on the same journey.
And networking is absolutely the key to so much here in Iceland, probably because it's quite a
Definitely.
small country. So this is a very useful opportunity just to be in a room with like-minded individuals, if nothing else. But of course,
Absolutely.
there's much more to it than that. It takes place at Hafnarhúsið in the
It
center
does.
of Reykjavik. We'll put a link to that event up and all the details on the page accompanying the show from Rude
Amazing.
English
Thank you.
Radio. But we've also heard, haven't we, of some fairly unpleasant practices as far as some immigrant workers are concerned over the last few months. We think of the cleaning companies, and they will have their own defenses as to what's happened. But we do know that lots of very low-income workers, many of whom are immigrants, have had some very difficult experiences.
Absolutely.
Are things generally improving, do you think, for immigrant workers? Or is there a real issue that you are trying to address
I
and
mean,
dig up here?
I've been here 9 years now, and I'm definitely hearing more of a narrative. It's definitely in the media much more around how, you know, how the unions are working to make sure that there are workers' rights out there. And, you know, whether this was happening pre, very possibly, perhaps I wasn't aware of it, but there's, you can see more in the media. There is more conversation around this and more need. And part of that is, you know, also people coming to Iceland and understanding their workers' rights. So, you know, part of our workshop and our education pieces as part of YouGrow will be to just educate people on, you know, what their rights are, because of course you can get this information from a union, but not everybody wants to go and have that. Maybe they want to talk to somebody who's, you know, and also an immigrant who understands the system a little bit. So, you know, you know, that's also part of the new company as well. But there's definitely the conversation is happening. You can see it more in the media. And, you know, it is just really important that when people come to Iceland, that you do seek out that support, that you understand what you're entitled to, that you understand what your rights are, what your working hours should be, what your breaks look like,
Yes.
what your pay should look like, you know, the fact that you should be having a pension and you should have a contract, all of these things. You know, the system is set up to provide those things, but not all the companies do that, of course. So, you know, it's also an element of educating, you know, companies as well to how do we work really compliantly to just make sure
Yeah.
that we're looking after our people. This is just a human rights issue. Everybody should have the right to, you know, a good working place and the education to know how they get paid and what their
That's
rights
so
are.
important because a lot of what you talk about there is a legal requirement for workers.
Definitely.
So we aren't talking about persuading companies out of the goodness of their heart to be nice. We're really ensuring that, and again, we go back to the issue here with some of those people working for cleaning companies. This is about ensuring that the law is complied with, essentially.
Absolutely. Yeah, just, you know, there is very clear regulation out there. And, you know, we specifically at YouGrow will choose companies that want to work compliantly, that want to create a good workplace for their people, and, you know, follow the regulation and educate their people on what their rights are. So, of course, that will mean that we not everybody will want to work with us. But, you know, companies really should. If they want to avoid fines or bad reputation, again, it's a small, you know, this is all about branding, isn't it? So if the
Yes.
company gets branded, just like as an individual, if you get a bad kind of reputation or bad personal brand, companies equally will get, you know, a brand reputation where they're not going to find the right talent. And it's very costly to take someone in, even on seasonal work, who's not going to work out. For whatever reason. So, you know, companies can save a lot of money by just being very compliant and by hiring the right people in, even if it's just for the short-term roles. You save a lot of money just by doing it right.
Reputation matters everywhere, but again,
It
it
really
matters, I
does.
think, here in a small country like
Small
Iceland, where
community,
those
yeah.
the
Small
pathways between those
community.
connections are a lot shorter than in some other countries, of course, aren't they?
Definitely.
Catherine, your reputation is deservedly excellent, of course. You talked about Gecko
Thank you.
and this new workshop, this new company rather, You Grow, with the workshop taking place at the weekend. Just a word on Gecko, that work continues.
Yes, oh, absolutely. Nothing's changed there. I'm still, 100% there and dipping into the You Grow, and Veronica and Valentina are just running with that, amazingly. So we're just starting out that journey, but we've already got some great jobs to work with. We've got clients wanting to work with us. So just watch this space. It will be growing, and we hope you grow with us.
There it is. Thank you, Catherine. Catherine Gunnarsson of Gecko and
Thank
YouGrow.
you.
Links to all of that on the page accompanying the show from Ruven English Radio. And that
Amazing.
workshop is taking place at Hapnhuis in the center of the capital this coming Saturday, 22nd of March. It's Ruven English Radio.
Amazing.
My name's Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime. We're english@ruv.is.
There is more from RÚV English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.